That's when you're supposed to pick up a hobby, like skateboarding or flying a kite. Or I got into flying remote control helicopters for a while. That was kind of fun, until I found out how expensive it was when you crashed one of those puppies. But I actually got pretty good at it. And nowadays, they got these things with the stabilization systems on them that anybody can fly one. But back when I was doing it, you had to keep your eye on the darn thing, otherwise it would bite the dust. So did that, and then flew drones for a while, you know. So I always seem to get myself wrapped up in expensive hobbies. My son's got himself kind of a chip off the old block. He's into RC racing cars now. And I can't believe some of the cost of some of these cars and some of these parts and some of these radios. A little two-way radio. What do they call it? Telemetry radio. $1,200 for an okay radio for an RC car. You believe that stuff? Oh, I believe it. I had the remote control little helicopters. Not the big one. I had a little battery one. You know, it said indoor only, and I took it outside just to fly it for a little bit more space. And gust of wind took it over the house, and it crashed. Then the cat got it, so that got Daniel, so that's no good. But then I started getting into drones. Had a little one, my first drone, and the cat attacked that one. So now I have a new one that I got for my Christmas party. It's about $300, and it's got auto-leveling and, you know, it's got sport mode and normal mode, so it goes up to 400 feet a quarter mile away. I'm too scared to do that because with my history of RC stuff, it's not a good one. My son did have an RC 4x4 when he was, like, in his mid-teens and went 60 miles an hour. Yeah, that scale speed, when you hit a parked car, yeah, it kind of does a little bit of damage. Go ahead, KZKJO.